The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you five times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Always watch for the red, white, and blue sign with the big letter S that stands for Skelly Service. But now, here it is, New Year's Day. The first day in the new year that will offer many hours of keen adventure to the hundreds and thousands of fellas and girls who are following the strange events in the exciting story of Captain Midnight. Boy, there's plenty of action so far, and lots more coming. And the mysteries grow deeper and deeper. Captain Midnight and his friends have just won an important victory in their battle with Ivan Shark. They have won possession of the Parada Hacienda, the headquarters of Shark's villainous operations in Old Mexico. But what about Shark himself? Is he still alive? If so, where is he now? And remember this, Chuck Ramsey and Patsy Donovan have sent word to all the members of Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol to be ready to help them in a mysterious adventure that's coming soon. So don't forget, there's real excitement ahead for every member. Tune in every day. Don't miss a single adventure of Captain Midnight. And here's something else exciting for you to do. Remember, every Flight Patrol member is the co-pilot of his family car. And one of your jobs is seeing to it that the family car is kept in the very best of condition for safe driving at all times. Well, listen, now's the time to make absolutely sure that your family car is starting the new year right. Have mother or dad stop by your good old Skelly service station for a checking over tomorrow. For one thing, you'll want some of that clean, fast-flowing Skelly Kagoline winter motor oil. The oil that lets the motor turn over easy on coldest mornings, yet keeps its body, too, in the intense heat of modern high-speed motors. That means real protection for the motor of your family car. And that's what Skelly Tagoline gives you. Because Tagoline motor oil is free-flowing when it's cold, and it's still in there working when the motor is hot. That means a longer-lasting oil, too. So tell Dad to try some Skelly Tagoline next time you're near a Skelly service station. When he sees how it stands up mile after mile, I'll bet Dad will make a New Year's resolution to use nothing else but Skelly Tagoline motor oil in 1940. And now to Captain Midnight. At last, the famous pilot has turned the tables on his old enemy, Ivan Shark. Señor Paredes' hacienda has been recaptured, and most of Ivan Shark's men, including his servant Fang, are prisoners. Captain Midnight and Chuck believe that Ivan Shark lost his life in the underground water chamber of the old Aztec temple. But so far, they have no proof of their belief. It is now shortly after the capture of the hacienda. Captain Midnight and Chuck are in the library where they have been questioning Fang. But they have been interrupted by Señor Pareda. And with him is the mute pilot Zollinger, who has pretended to be deaf. Listen as Captain Midnight exclaims.
You're right, Chuck. It is Zollinger.
See me, Capitan. I think perhaps you'd like to ask him the question.
Yes, I would, Señor Pareda. This man may be able to tell us a lot. That is, if he wishes to.
Honorable Captain Midnight will discover men who work for Ivan Shark do not talk.
We'll see about that. Bring Zollinger forward, Señor Pareda.
See me, Capitan.
What shall we do with Fang, Captain Midnight? Shall we question him any more?
We'll see, Chuck. There are some more things I want to question Fang about.
You are wasting time, Captain Midnight. Fang, say no more.
You gave us some fairly good information already. Why won't you say any more now?
I have told nothing that would injure my master, Ivan Shark.
As despicable as you are, I do give you credit for being loyal to your chief. All right, I'll come back to you later.
We'll have to write some questions to ask Zollinger.
I'll write out the first one, then.
It's do you no good, Captain Midnight. You waste much time. Better send Zollinger and Fang to join other prisoners.
So you and Zollinger want to be sent to join the other prisoners, eh?
It does no good to keep us here.
Can I say something to you alone, Captain Midnight?
Oh, certainly, Chuck. Here, wait. We'll move over this way. Oh, now, what is it?
I don't think Fang will talk in front of Zollinger.
Yeah. You may be right, Chuck. But I don't think we're going to get much more out of Fang anyway.
Except maybe some false information.
Yes, you're right. And this man Zollinger helped us before. He may help us again. Wait a minute. Señor Pareda.
See me, Capitan.
Will you please take Fang and put him with the other prisoners?
See me, Capitan.
And then join us as soon as possible.
Si, senor. I will go at once. You will come with me, Fang.
All right, Chuck. Now, here's the first question for Zoellinger.
Jiminy Cricket. Look at him.
Huh?
Well, he's grinning from ear to ear since Fang left. Look, what's he pointing at his ear for?
You've got me.
I'll give him a piece of paper.
Yeah, wait. Here's a pencil. Here you are, Zoellinger.
He's going to write something.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't even bothered to read the question I asked him.
There. He's finished.
Wait, I'll see what he says. Here it is. Look, can you tie this, Chuck? Here's what he's written. I can hear everything you say. I am not deaf.
Please, and beacons. Well, that's what Maude Donovan thought all the time. She was sure he could hear everything said.
Well, that's going to save a lot of time. I'm going to have to keep writing him questions. Well, Zoellinger, why did you try to make us believe you were deaf?
Gosh, look at him, right?
Mm-hmm. Here's what he's written. I did not know your game.
Gee, it won't take long to tell him that.
I should say not. Well, Zoellinger, here is my game, as you call it. Only it's not a game, but my duty. To rid the world of one of the worst criminals of all time. Ivan Shark.
Jiminy Crickets, look at him grin. That must be good news to
him. Wait a minute. He's writing something else now.
What does he say this time?
Oh, wait, I'll read it to you. The men say you have killed Ivan Shark. Is it true?
Oh, that's something we'd like to know ourselves.
To be truthful, Zoellinger, we don't know. The last we saw of Ivan Shark, he was in an underground water chamber, and the water had risen up to the ceiling. We believe that he drowned, but we've not been able to verify this.
Well, look, he's writing something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, there, here it is. Ivan Shark is clever. He will get out if there is any way. Watch his secret landing field.
Gosh, he seems to be as anxious as we are to see Shark dead.
Yes.
But what's that about Shark's secret landing field?
I can guess. Zoellinger, you're afraid that Ivan Shark will escape from his secret landing field by plane, is that it?
That's it, all right. Look, he's making motions with his hands like a plane taking off.
Mm-hmm. Does Ivan Shark keep his personal plane at the secret landing field, Zoellinger?
Yeah, Shark must. See, Zoellinger's nodding his head.
Wait a minute. Oh, he's writing something else.
There. He's finished.
Mm-hmm. Here's what he says. You must not let Ivan Shark escape.
What's that?
I don't know, but we'll find out right away.
Well, what'll we do with Zoellinger?
Listen, Zoellinger. Are you with us or against us?
Oh, I'm sure we can trust him. Look, he's nodding his head.
Yes, and look. He's whipped a gun out of his pocket. All right, come on, Chuck. Come on, Zoellinger. Let's go.
There's fighting going on in the other end of the courtyard.
Yes, and there are some of the prisoners. They're escaping. Hurry, Chuck. Hurry, Zoellinger.
Oh, good night. Those men are getting away.
Come on, faster.
And there's Senor Ferreira. Senor Ferreira, what's happened?
Well, something's gone wrong, very wrong.
Here he comes. We'll find out about it now.
Yes. Oh, mi amigos, this is a terrible thing.
Quick, Senor Ferreira, what's happened?
Oh, mi capitan, some of the prisoners, they have escaped.
Oh, how did it happen?
Some men, they make this surprise attack. They come into the garden, and we do not know they are here until they are upon us.
Who were these men, senor?
I'm a capitan, I do not know. I have never seen them before. They have the leader, a big man with the black hair and the black mustache.
Oh, look, Zoellinger wants to tell us something. Here, I've got a piece of paper in my pocket and a pencil.
Yes, write it down, Zoellinger, quickly. Come on. There, he's finished. I'll read it. The big man is named Rossman. He works for Ivan Shark.
See me, amigos. That is it. Perhaps soon we have the more men come back to make the attack.
Well, that's true enough, senor. And we don't know how many of Shark's men may be surrounding the hacienda.
How many prisoners escaped, Senor Pareda?
About five or six, I think, make the escape.
Did this fellow Fang get away?
See me, Capitan. Oh. He's the first one to get out.
Oh, look. Zoellinger wants to write again.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are, Zoellinger. There. I've got it.
Go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead. Read it.
Here's what it says. Fang is very dangerous. So also are the man Gardo and Fury Shark.
Wait a minute. The last we knew of Fury, she was over at the Aztec Temple. I can see the whole thing now.
What do you mean, Captain Midnight?
My guess is that Gardo found Fury Shark and released her.
See me, Capitan. That is what has happened.
Zoellinger thinks so, too. Look at him nod his head.
Oh, this makes a bad situation. I'd like to send some men to Shark's secret landing field, but, well, I don't know how we can spare any. This place may be attacked again any minute. We mustn't forget that we've left part of our party at the temple.
Yes, and with two dangerous prisoners.
See, we must go back to get them.
Now, look, it's just getting daybreak. Chuck, you return with me to the Aztec temple. Senor Pareda,
si.
You take charge here and defend the hacienda as best you can. Zoellinger here will help you. Will you not, Zoellinger?
Oh, sure he will. He's nodding his head.
Good. Hurry, Chuck. We've got to be on our way.
Our scene changes to the bank of the Jungle River below the old Aztec temple. It's a damp, unhealthy place. Two people are anxiously scanning the approaches to the temple. They are Gardo and Fury Shark. Listen as Gardo says.
Yeah, the chief's dead, all right. How are you going to keep alive in an underground water chamber with the water up against the ceiling? And another thing, don't forget that Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey were with him.
And what if they are dead, Gardo? The death of Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey will not bring back Ivan Shark. One of the cleverest and most unscrupulous men that ever lived. And I say this as a compliment to my father.
Yeah. Well, the chief took one chance too many that time, Fury. Say, how long was the chief in the water? I mean, how long after 12 o'clock?
It was almost time for me to move the lever, which would open the door to let Ivan escape, when Von Griff and Luthor surprised me.
How long was it before they left?
Oh, about 5 minutes. And then it was about another 2 minutes before you came along.
Well, that makes about 7 minutes in all the chief was underwater, huh? Well, the chief's got out of some bad ones, but I don't think even he could stay underwater that long and keep alive.
Oh, Ivan, why did you do it?
Come on, Fury. We better be getting out of here before we know it. We'll be thrown in one of these Mexican jails.
I told you, Gardo, you may go if you wish to. I will not leave here until I am sure there is no more hope.
And don't forget something else. We heard that big party go down through the secret trail. They were probably headed for the hacienda.
Suppose they were, Gardo. What good is the hacienda without Ivan? When we are sure Ivan is dead, we will make our way to the secret landing field and take off in the plane. Now that you are such a good pilot, we will not fail to make our escape.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we'll do. And if the chief's really bumped off, I'll take over the mob. Why, sure. I'll be the chief just like he used to be.
That is the laugh, Gardo. To think that you could ever rule in Ivan's place. Did he not always say that you had no imagination? What a fool you are to think
you... quiet, Fury, quiet.
What is it, Gardo? What do you see?
Look up the river, Fury. In the water.
There is something, Gardo. Something or someone swimming. Swimming under the water.
Well, what is it that Gardo has seen in the treacherous jungle river? Is it man or beast? And meanwhile, what is happening in the old temple and in Señor Pareda's hacienda? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now, remember that co-pilot's job of yours. New Year's Day is a good time to resolve to be a better co-pilot for your family car. Be a real help to mother and dad in that important job of keeping the family car spinning along in tip-top shape. And a mighty good way to do that is to pilot that car regularly into your Skelly service station. Keep the tank filled with quick-starting, tailor-made Skelly Aeromax gasoline. And always use fast-flowing Skelly Tagoline motor oil. The oil that lets your motor turn over easy on cold mornings, but also keeps on protecting every moving part of the motor when your car is traveling at top speed. Tell Dad about Skelly Tagoline motor oil tonight. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. What is it that suddenly appears in the dangerous jungle river? Is it a new danger to Captain Midnight? And what has happened to Ivan Shark? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!